Hello and welcome to more Dear Two Letters. Welcome, I said. Welcome, you will feel welcome now. Okay, let's see what we got here. Dear Two, William Shatner, yay or nay? It's a short letter there. From Hermpes, who is from somewhere in the anal quadrant. That's a good question, actually, but you can't just say yay or nay to the entire complex creature that is the Shatner. He has so many alluring facets. There's the young shirtless Shatner, the old fat Shatner, there's Travelocity Shatner, which is actually very similar to the trying to keep my career from dying Shatner. Everyone knows singing white boy Shatner, and then there's always frantic 911 phone call Shatner, you know, the one where his wife fell in the pool and drowned. That's my favorite Shatner, personally. I mean, they actually played the 911 tape a few times on the news before his lawyers had him yank it off the air, but I was one of the lucky ones who got to hear it, and I know why they pulled it off the air now, because as tragic as it was, you couldn't stop laughing at it. I mean, fuck, it was 911 call from Shatner. I swear to God, it was like 911 emergency. Oh my God, my wife is drowning in the pool. In the pool, she's drowning, please. Send help now! I mean, I will never be able to see someone floating face down dead in a deep end of a pool without laughing my ass off anymore because of that. But overall, Shatner's taken place in a lot of cool things over the years, and he's entertained a lot of people, so I'd have to say, on the whole, Shatner gets a thumbs up from me. Next letter, Dear Two, my mate is driving me nuts. We started out as a kind of couple that a rabbit and a cat would be, two furry freaks in love, but now things are messed up. I've really decided that the whole babies thing is a bad invention. However, my mate wants a billion kids. I love my cat to bits, but I just don't want little meat sacks in my life. What the yiff do I do? I don't want to lose her over this. Loving your work, from Anonymous. Okay, the first thing you have to understand about females is that they're all in love with their own bodies. They're all like, oh, I'm female. Oh, I can blow babies out of me. Oh, and then let them nurse on my boobs. Oh, they're all googly-eyed in love with their own internal organs. And, you know, when you're in love, it's sometimes hard to see much of anything else. So when a female's getting all misty-eyed about squirting out a blood worm child, they're really not remembering that there's gonna be a smelly, noisy little brat in the house for the next 1,000 years. There's one thing you can do, but you're gonna have to sacrifice some of your own sanity. Start a babysitting job. Put an ad on the paper for people to come and leave their little carpet lice at your place and take care of them. I give it about a month before your girlfriend starts puking at the mention of the word baby. Or you could always go out and get a tape recorder with the sound of a baby screaming on it, and then make sure to wake her up at least 5 times a night with that some bitch. Smear some smelly dog shit all over the walls and take about half her money every week and flush it down the toilet, because if she has a kid, that's just what it's gonna be like. And of course, if all else fails, you could just let her have 1 million kids and then just use them all for bat practice. Next letter. Dear Two, it's a great pleasure to see you're still loving your fans and letting us all fill your time, since we're all your helpless bitches in a fucked up world. Well, somebody knows their place, thank God. When have you ever been really scared or absolutely frightened by something, like a film or a video game moment, or even in real life if you wish to share stories of your life? And this is from Final Gamer from Scotland. Well, I'll tell you, something that scared the living piss out of me was when George Bush got reelected. I mean, that was scarier than Kathy Bates with her shirt off, to me. Some little wide-eyed anime bunny could run up to me, squeal the true name of Satan, and vomit little Adam Carollas out of its eye sockets, and it wouldn't scare me as much as when all those red states lit up. But I think as far as video games go, the only game that's really scared me pretty good was Doom 3. Like, when those moments would happen where the screen would turn red and everything got distorted, and it looked like what an aborted baby would see if it had an LSD flashback, you know? That made me jump when that happened. So, I guess the scariest thing in the world to me would be a video game where monsters jump out at you in the middle of an acid trip and then re-elect Bush over and over and over. Fucking undead Republicans! See what we got next. Dear Two, what, if any, is the discord between the furry fandom and the goons? I'm a member of both and quite confused about the whole issue. From Skunky of Boston. Okay, let me give you a mental image here, okay? Picture a third grade playground and all the kids are out at recess playing. And there's this fat kid all by himself because nobody ever wants to play with the fat kid, right? So the fat kid is playing some kind of game with, like, a dead rat and a used maxi pad he found in the garbage, and he seems to be having some fun there by himself, you know, just playing. playing. But now this other fat kid no one wants to play with walks up and says, "Hey, Woodrow, what are you playing?" And then Woodrow says, "Oh, I'm just playing a game of smear the dead rat with minstrel crust." And then the other kid says, "Can I play?" And then Woodrow says, "No." So the other kid goes, "Fine, I didn't want to play your stupid game anyway." And then he runs around throwing a tantrum and telling everyone what a freak Woodrow is, even though no one really cares, including Woodrow. Well, you see, Woodrow is the fur fandom, and the other kid is the goons. SA Trolls, and especially the retards over at Crush Ship Destroy, are all furs who are too lame to even be accepted by the fur fandom, so now they jump up and down and yell about what freaks the furs are while they jerk off to furry porn and cry. Some of them are furs who just think it's funny to try and piss off other furs, but either way, the most important thing to remember is that no one, including the furs, really gives a shit. In fact, I don't even give a shit, so there's your answer, next letter. Dear 2, currently I'm caught between poverty and IED, which is improvised exploding device. I'm getting close to age 30, and for most people, if they don't have a quality skill by the age 30, then most companies refuse to consider you for anything more than just licking stamps or mopping floors. I've been in the temp agency realm, but business wants perfect human robots instead of a real person. Unfortunately, I'm human no matter how I draw myself on paper. So my employment by companies have been sporadic. I'll get placed at a job for 3 weeks working, then let go because I'm not exactly what they want. I'm tired of always budgeting for not being employed. I'm tired of stress if I will get a call each evening telling me that they don't want me. My alternatives are the military. I know I'll have a job for 8 steady years, but I'm looking at a shorter lifespan. What would you recommend? This is from Bladestone, from the land of artist and programmer. You know, one time when I was in college, we went to this lecture given by this famous business dude about the importance of staying in school, and the boss on this guy was tremendous. I mean, he actually said to the entire room, "You need to drop out of school right now, take your tuition money, and start a business. That's the only way to get anywhere." And, you know, it pissed everybody at the school off, but it was funny anyway. And I know as soon as I say start a business, most people go, "But I'm just a guy, I can't start a business." People are starting businesses every day. They have to come from somewhere. They're not all airlifted from Mexico and Iran and dropped in place in the middle of the night, even though that's how it seems sometimes. Go out, get a small business loan, and start your own business. Maybe you could even start a business that helps people over 30 find decent work. Last letter for this time. Dear 2, I would like to start by saying I think your Dear 2 letters are your best work to date. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Having followed your rants for years, I think you are improving greatly. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Secondly, I would like to congratulate you once again on your engagement to Tim, which brings me to my question. At AC this year, I met Tim, but I didn't notice what his fursona was. Does he have one? And if so, what is it? Thank you for your time, and cheers to another happy couple from the virus. Timothy is an anthropomorphic my bitch. If you could take my bitch and make him more human, that is what Timothy would be. I had hoped someday to meet a my bitch tar, or maybe even a macro my bitch. But I love the my bitch that Timothy is more than anything. I am, of course, an anthropomorphic griffin whose perfect match is an anthropomorphic my bitch. But I will not be an anthropomorphic griffin for very long, because if Timothy hears this file, I'm going to be turned into an anthropomorphic killed motherfucker, because he will kill me a lot. So officially, Timothy's fursona is a cheetah, which means that he's a cat with spots and a crack pipe. And it also means he can catch up to me real fast when he decides to kill me, so I'm going to shut up now. Thank you for sending in your letters. Please keep them coming. Dear2@ranting-griffin.com. We'll see you again sometime soon in the future. And remember, you're not crazy for jerking off to furry porn. You're crazy if the porn is jerking off to you.